Gary Lockwood's world famous feature, Police Blotter.
This is the city. Seattle, Washington. I work here. I'm a jock.
Tuesday, November 27th, my partner and I were working the afternoon shift. My partner is Sergeant Rogers. I'm the real macho Captain Lockchuck. Hello, Sarge.
Good afternoon, El Capitano Hunky.
Let's check the police blotter and see what kind of caseload we have today.
Dateline, New York City.
New York City.
A modern-day Vincent Van Gogh staging a rather unusual protest in the name of art.
The name of art.
Name of art, as opposed to Bill. Police say 27-year-old Henry Benvenuti. Benvenuti.
Benvenuti.
Sorry, Henry. Had gone to the office of the Soho Weekly News, a local newspaper, and had been rebuffed in an attempt to meet with the art editor of the community publication. At which point, he staged a rather unusual one-man protest in the name of artistic endeavors.
He protested.
In front of a horrified receptionist, Benvenuti slaps his hand down on a desk, raises a hatchet, and screams out, "I'm doing this in the name of art," and whacks off two of his fingers.
Wait a minute. He slapped his hand down on the table.
Said, "I'm doing this in the name of art."
Raised a hatchet.
And whacked off two of his fingers.
Oh, my
Yes, yes, yes.
No.
He then ran out the door.
No, he didn't do this.
Yes, he did.
No,
yeah.
Oh,
if I'm lying, I'm dying. Well, they finally got this cat to the hospital. And, meantime, the cops had put the fingers in ice and had rushed him to the same hospital. However, surgeons...
I think I'm going to throw up. That's disgusting.
Ain't it, though? Well, surgeons was unable to sew back on the fingers because too much damage had been done to the circulatory system. Now, that's what you call a man who is serious about his art.
I guess.
And the other thing that's interesting about this case is that it has reopened a timeless debate among artists in that New York community.
Yeah?
In discussing the work that has since been entitled Finger Chop in Red, one local sculptor debating the pros and cons of the work admitted that the process had some artistic merits, but was also quoted as saying, "Yeah, but is it really art?"
He just... chopped off his
fingers. Yeah, chopped off two of his fingers.
Well, it's a good thing he wasn't protesting overpopulation. That would not have been a pretty sight.
No. not a pretty sight at all. Yeah. Well, gosh. I never thought about that until now.
Well,
dude would have had some real problems then.
Oh,
well, goodness gracious.
Whatever happened to the anti-war protesters? You know, geez. Who needs that? People chopping off their fingers and limbs.
I tell you.
That is an unusual story.
It certainly
and
is.
And disgusting.
And disgusting to boot.
Here's a strange report filed by Agent Waddles, who's on special assignment in Federal Way. Agent Waddles sent us a copy of the Tonopah, Nevada Times.
The what?
Tonopah, Nevada. It's a town. And... she sent us a copy of this newspaper, which has kind of an interesting feature entitled Out of the Past. That's the name of the feature. And it's a feature that reviews the news that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and so on and so forth. And here's a strange story from 40 years ago. Bartender Frank DeVerdick told police he came to work at the Wagon Wheel Bar at about midnight. At about 1 in the morning, he began to make a round of the tables to awaken sleeping patrons. Sounds like a real high-class place.
Yeah.
Everybody drinks themselves into a coma.
Been there many times.
Peter was making the rounds, waking up the customers. When he came to this one guy, he couldn't wake up. He said, "Come on, pal, rise and shine. You're dead drunk." Peter was right about one thing. He was dead. And police said the man had evidently been dead for quite some time.
How long?
Because rigor mortis had set in. You believe that? You'd think after 2 or 3 days without ordering a drink, somebody would get suspicious.
Yeah.
The guy just laid there for 2 or 3 days with his head on a table and a glass in his hand. He was dead drunk. And here's a strange story from the same newspaper from 70 years ago. A woman over in Goldfield, Nevada, was kicked in the chin by a mule.
Say what?
She was kicked in the chin by a mule, causing her to bite off the end of her tongue.
Ooh.
The woman's husband, several times since the incident, has turned down offers from other husbands in the area to buy the mule.
Oh, that's a cold dude, if you ask me.
One man offered $1,000, but no way was the guy going to sell that mule. He was just too valuable. I mean, you can't put a price on something like that.
Oh, come on.
That's about all the time we have for today.
Woo.
Be listening again for more exciting true life cases.
Give me a break.
I'm Gary Lockwood's world famous police blotter.